AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Some of President-elect Joe Biden's cabinet members are before members of the Senate for confirmation hearings. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas talked about the deadly violence at the Capitol almost 2 weeks ago.
That's the tragic loss of life, the assault on law enforcement, the desecration of the building that stands as one of the three pillars of our democracy, the terror that you felt, your colleagues, staff, and everyone present will not happen again.
A key intelligence nominee is also up for confirmation. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The past 4 years, there's been repeated pressure on officials to shape intelligence to the president's liking. On her watch, leading the intelligence community, Avril Haines says that would end.
When it comes to intelligence, there is simply no place for politics ever.
Haines is expected to be confirmed as the nation's first female intelligence chief. Later today, Biden's picks to head the State and Defense Departments will have their hearings, including recently retired General Lloyd Austin, who would need a waiver to lead the Pentagon since he's only been out of uniform 4 years. Defense secretaries are typically confirmed by Inauguration Day. The last time a new president did not have his pick in place then, the first President Bush, 32 years ago. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Treasury Secretary nominee Janet Yellen says Congress needs to get to work on coronavirus relief.
Without further action, we risk a longer, more painful recession now and longer-term scarring of the economy later.
President-elect Biden tapped Pennsylvania Health Secretary Rachel Levine to be his Assistant Secretary of Health and would become the first openly transgender federal official to be confirmed by the Senate. Hawaii is assisting about 800 residents of American Samoa traveling through Oahu to their island home, which was cut off by the coronavirus. This is AP News. Washington, D.C. is locked down tight 1 day before the inauguration, and now this warning.
The Secret Service is warning National Guardsmen who are in Washington to protect the inauguration ceremonies to stop posting online photos, details, or descriptions of operations or the sensitive sites they're protecting. Defense officials pushed the FBI to vet the thousands of National Guardsmen, and Acting Defense Secretary Christopher Miller says so far the Pentagon has found no intelligence to indicate any insider threat. The chief of the National Guard, Lieutenant General Daniel Hokanson, says this kind of vetting is standard. He says he's not concerned about insider threats in the Guard. He says we don't allow extremism of any type in our organization. I'm Rita Foley.
The New York Mets fired their general manager, Jared Porter. It follows a report Porter sent sexually explicit messages and images to a female reporter in 2016 while working for the Chicago Cubs. Ed Donahue, AP News.